word and communion. And if you don't have your communion elements ready yet, I encourage you to get you some grape juice and bread, or bread and water. Jesus turned water into wine. Have them ready when we're finished today. We'll receive communion together. Now, we are very, very specifically at the end of David's life. And one more chapter, I think it is, in 2 Samuel. And David's going to be on to his eternal reward. And the nation of Israel will be going to the next level where God's taking them. Today we got some Psalms. So let's get right to it. We'll pray our opening prayer just like we do every morning when we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Psalm 91. No, Psalm 95. I just like Psalm 91, so that one's going to come off my lips quick. The call to worship and obedience. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your father tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Now, you can find verses 6 through 11 in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul is teaching about those who harden their hearts. The book of James calls it an evil heart of unbelief, departing from the living God. Don't be that person. Psalm 97. A song of praise to the sovereign Lord. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains shall melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice. Because of your judgments, O Lord, for you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. That's a powerful statement. Rejoice in the Lord, you his righteous. Psalm 98. A song of praise to the Lord for his salvation and judgment. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness. He has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm. With the trumpets and the sound of a horn, shout joyfully before the Lord the King. I like this. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Watch this. He comes to judge the world with righteousness. But he gives you and me Jesus' righteousness. So when he comes to judge, we're right. When we receive communion, it says, let a man examine himself. You examine yourself before God Almighty with an open heart, you'll always be in right standing with God. You really will. It's a pretty cool thing. Psalm 99. Praise to the Lord for his holiness. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he's high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. The earth is his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances he gave them. You answered them, O Lord God. You were to them God who forgives. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. I wonder what that name is. God who forgives. Jehovah what? Jehovah Rapha is the God who heals. But that's an interesting thought. What's really interesting, it's the first time I ever saw it right there, but it's all right. That's the word of God. That's what makes this the majestic word of God. Now, all of the glory of God that David could muster, he gave every time he wrote to God our Father. And there's so much you can see about God's nature in the Psalms. And, of course, as you read through it, you're going to see David operating as an Old Testament saint or Old Testament believer. I guess they call them saints. I'm not sure. But the point I'm making is that you'll see the nature of God in the Psalms because David extols it. David explains it so amazingly, awesomely, vibrantly. But David was a shepherd boy. And he lived out there on the side of the hill with the sheep for however many years. Who knows? He was 17 when he killed Goliath. So probably been out there for 5 years. That's a long time. But of course, how many of us would send our 12-year-old out to take care of sheep in the wilderness all by themselves? Interesting story, isn't it? All right. Let's receive communion together. Now what I'm going to do, just so you know, I'm going to read the communion verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation, just like we do every night. I want everybody to pray it so that you get it down in your heart. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. If you're new to us, you will be right with God if you mean that prayer from the depths of your heart. You'll experience God coming in you. I'll give you about a minute of instruction. And then I will lead us into taking the communion elements. That's our process that we're getting ready to do right now. Ready? Father, bless this time of communion together with you and Jesus' wonderful provision for our life. Pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes.
Verse 28. Let a man, you and me, examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. There is no fear in love. None. And there is no fear in the communion elements. Maybe you was raised in a church that said, if you sin, don't take communion. If you sin, examine yourself and then take communion. You don't go to the doctor because you're better. You go to the doctor to get well. You don't come to Jesus because your sins are all forgiven and you're white as snow. You come so they can be forgiven, receive his righteousness, and learn how to walk with him. That's why you do it. So, no matter who you are, pray this prayer with us, and you'll be ready to receive the communion elements as soon as we're done. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you, Lord.
When I believe in you, Lord.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And welcome to the kingdom of God. Just like that, you were translated from darkness into light. Because Jesus, the light of the world, came in. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came to live inside of you. All of his love, mercy, grace, righteousness, and the Holy Spirit just came in. You prayed it, and it happened. Some of you actually are experiencing that infilling of God happening to you right now. It's awesome. Just lift your hands and say, I receive it. Hit me again, Jesus. Well, I've heard a lot of people say, that's the best rush I've ever had. Usually those were druggies, but it doesn't matter. Because God just filled you. And according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he just came to live within you. And he said, by the Spirit of God, through Paul, that you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. All of that, in that 1 minute prayer. Why? Because all you got to do is open the door a crack and Jesus comes right in. From this day forward, your responsibility is to walk with God. That's it. Wake up in the morning. Father, help me walk with you today. The Father is seeking for people who want to know him. And that's you and me. You also got us. We're here Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific, on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio. And we want to be a blessing to you in many ways. Got over 600 videos that we can share with you to help you know how to walk with God every day. My email address and website's right there in the notes. There'll be some timestamps there to help you know how to walk with God. Are you ready? Let's receive our communion elements together. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements. For this time of communion with you,
for
Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my mind, my will, and my emotions. There's nothing missing and nothing broken. In my body. From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive his bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you took every stripe so that every one of us would be made whole. You took our chastisement. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus. I have reconciliation. With you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus. Every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new. And I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus. I come boldly to the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help. For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus. And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus. Every plague has to pass over my life and cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white.
I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. And let's sing our song. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing, it's worth it, sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because You first love me. Well, thanks for being with us today. Thanks for being our partners and friends. All of our communication and website, everything you need to know about us is right there on that website. Send us a letter. Send us an email. We'd love to communicate with you. Give us a prayer request. We'll pray for you. We're seeing some mighty miracles done. And it's like Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do. And it's the Father who's doing the works through us in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's pretty awesome to see. Well, until we see you again. What was I going to say? I was going to say one more thing. What was it? There'll be some timestamps in here. It'll be a blessing. May God bless your Sunday all day long. Be with your family. And remember, this is Memorial Day weekend, week. Anytime you see a veteran, make sure you shake his hand and say thank you for your service. Because they paid a dear price. And the families of the fallen, this is their day to remember their loved one. And when you see him, don't say happy Memorial Day. Because to them it's not. To them it's a remembrance that their loved one gave their life. And you can say, thank you for your service. May God bless your family with healing and strength. And now you've been a blessing to them. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
See you again real soon. Tomorrow morning for Read the Word. Why do you look so distressed, love?